Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter. So how are you doing today?
Good. How are you? Why are you calling me?
The thing is that, ma'am, yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But the billing address online gift card, ma'am. But the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that order. And I believe you haven't purchased the order. Am I correct?
Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't have account with eBay even.
This means, ma'am, it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your information, and they are doing this kind of fraud thing. So what we have to do, we have to immediately block them. But first of all, we have to generate a cancellation code on your mobile phone so that we can cancel the order. Then we are going to block those persons. All right. So you just put the call on speaker. Put the call on speaker.
1 minute.
Yes. We are going to generate the cancellation code on your mobile phone. So do you know how to put the call on speaker?
1 minute.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the mobile phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Samsung.
It's a Samsung? Alright. So you have to open up your Google Play Store on the phone. Open up the Google Play Store. Do you know about Play Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Open it up.
Play Store? Play Store or Google?
Yeah. Play Store. Play Store. Yeah. Play Store. Yeah.
So 1 minute. Alright. Okay, yeah.
And you are onto the Play Store now?
Yes.
Type on the search panel letter A, A as in Australia, letter A.
Yeah, okay. Letter A, yeah.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
N.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Okay.
And now just beneath, do you see any suggestion come up like any desk?
Any desk coming up,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on any desk. And now do you see a red color application name AnyDesk?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
it's what up?
Yeah, just give a click on install.
Okay.
And now it's downloading or it's showing you pending? Just wait. And now it's showing you the downloading percentage, am I correct? Like 10, 15?
Yeah, it's downloaded, but it's too slow because I have prepaid.
Alright. And how much percentage is completed right now? Like 10, 20, how much is completed?
20.
Alright, just wait. Once you will see any option like open, just give a click on open. And do you have any computer or any laptop at your home?
Even I'm not home, I'm in Gilgrave.
Oh, I got it. So how much percentage is completed right now? How much is
30%.
Alright, just wait.
16,
and you just, 16. Yeah, yes. And once
it's done. Well, it's not, now it's gonna open once.
Yeah.
It's not them up.
Alright, and once you, do you see the option open, just give a click on open.
Okay. It's going very fast. Yeah, open.
Yeah, just give a click on open.
Okay.
And now
okay.
What can
see. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, it's loading again.
I agree? Yeah, just give a click on agree.
And give me the trial.
Just press on the blue area 3 to 4 times.
Yeah, okay, agree.
And now do you see a 9-digit number come up?
Yeah, 660742.
Just wait. Just tell me slowly. I'm not a machine, right? It's 660.
Yes. 742.
742 then?
802.
It's 660-742-802. Am I correct?
Yes.
And just beneath that, do you see any option like set password? Set password?
Doesn't say here anything.
Yeah, just beneath the number, do you see anything like set password?
It's a remote address.
Yeah, just beneath the number, do you see set password?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on set password.
Again.
And now what can you see?
It's a
just scroll down the page. There will be an option permission profile. Permission profile. Just give a click on permission profile. And now what option come up?
It come remote address, password.
No, have you clicked on permission profile?
One minute. Permission, allow other devices to sign.
Just scroll down the page. Just scroll down the page, there will be an option. Permission profile. Permission profile. Yeah, just give a click on permission profile.
Permission
profile. Alright, you just wait. You will get to see a face security warning on the page. So just give a click on the positive option. In the bottom, do you see there will be, you have to accept it. Alright. You will get to see a blank checkbox over there. I trust this call. I aware of this risk. Hello.
Yes.
And now what can you see?
I can see allow other device and
just wait. Do you see a security warning has come up?
Yes.
And now do you see there will be a blank checkbox. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept. First of all, tick mark on the checkbox. Yes.
Security warning.
Yes. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept.
I did, red one.
Yes, and now do you see accept
abuse
on
management?
The... Sorry?
I say abuse management.
Yeah, do you see anything like... Do you see, have you clicked on the blank check box? Have you give a tick mark on that?
It's like YouTube.
No. Do you see anything like accept?
No.
What, do you see the security warning?
It's a currently existing.
Yes, do you see anything like I trust this call, I'm aware of this risk. There will be a blank checkbox.
It's a I trust this call.
Yes, just give a tick mark on the I trust this call. Just give a tick mark on that box. And now do you see accept?
They say security warranty, two hands.
Yes. And now do you see accept?
I am aware of this.
Yes. Yeah, you have to tick that one as well. I am aware of this risk. Give a tick mark on that. And now
accept.
Do you see... Yeah, just give a click on accept.
Yes.
And now do you see start now?
Yes.
Just give a click on start now.
I did.
And now just scroll down the page. Just scroll down the page little bit.
Yeah.
And now do you see there will be a, permission profile. There will be an option permission profile. Just scroll down the page.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, just scroll down.
Okay, 1 minute. Scroll down.
Permission profile. Just go to the top. Slowly go to the top. Just scroll to the top slowly.
It's finished.
Just go to the top slowly, ma'am. Just scroll to the top of the page.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Just go to the top little bit.
Did you see me?
Definitely not, ma'am. Definitely not.
And now just wait.
And now do you see permission profile, any option permission profile?
Yes.
You just give a click on permission profile.
Yes.
And now do you see any option like full access?
You just give a click on full access. I did.
And now do you see there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. Just click on enable unattended access. And now I'm going to provide you the password. All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. Type E as in English letter E. B as in Bravo letter B. A as in Australia letter A. Y as in yellow letter Y. Then number 7, number 8, number 9, number 0, and now do you see the option OK? Just give a click on OK. Have you clicked?
I said OK.
Yeah, you just erase it.
Oh, sorry. I'll delete 2 numbers. Good.
Have you clicked on OK?
Yes.
And now just wait. Just wait. Now what can you see, ma'am?
Profile, full access. Profile and I go.
Just give a click on full access.
The red one coming back. A cross call again. It's coming. Oh, now. Start again.
Yes. Just give a start now, yes. And now just give a click on close.
And now you just press your home button
and come back to the normal home screen.
Yes.
And now you just open up your Google. Open up your Google.
Okay, 1 minute. Okay, Ajit.
And now on the search bar, type over there, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
My.
Then give a space.
Yes.
Then number 1, put 1.
Yes.
Then P for Peter, letter P.
Yep.
Then do you see any option come up like my 1P address location?
Yes.
Just give a click on that.
I am.
And now do you see a blue color option like what is my IP address location, find out here, not VPN. Yeah, just give a click on that.
Uh-huh.
And now, ma'am, I'm going to verify your IP address. Do you know about the IP address, ma'am?
No.
It stands for the Internet Protocol Address. The Telstra internet which you are using, yes, we are going to provide you the IP address. It's 1.144.27.245, am I correct?
Yes.
And just beneath that, in a red color, do you see something is written over there?
Yes.
Can you just read it back to me, what you can see?
I can see complete 4.99.
Now this is the, now just tell me what can you see in the red color, just beneath the number.
I can see your online activity can see by your internet services provider and anyone else buying on your connection.
This means, ma'am, in somebody else have got the access onto your information and they are doing this kind of fraud thing. So you just do one
really?
Thing and what we are going to do. We are going to provide you the security. But first of all, you just do one thing. You just log into your email, okay? And just check, do you got any email from the eBay or not? Just check. On the today's mail, do you got the email from the eBay?
No, I don't have eBay. That's why. That's the problem.
You have the email. All right. So we can see, ma'am, there are 3 to 4 charges. for the online gift card. So do you do online banking on this phone?
Never.
We got the update from the server, like you, I believe you have the Commonwealth Bank, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so there. So you just try to log in from your phone and just check all the statements. If you will get to see any fraud charges, do let me know so that we can provide you the refund. Just go and log into your online bank. You have to log in from this phone, yes. You have to log into your online banking, ma'am.
I don't have online banking.
All right. Do you have the app of the Commonwealth with you on the phone?
Yeah, but I'm not put it online.
All right. So you just try to open that app first. Try to open that app.
Open what?
Open the Commonwealth app. Just try to open up the Commonwealth app on your phone.
No, sorry. I'm not going to do it.
Ma'am, the amount will be charged.
How much can I know? Maybe you take my information.
All right. If I would be the hacker, ma'am, I will ask you each and every details of yours. But have I asked you any kind of details? Ma'am, we are trying to protect you, ma'am. All right. Miss Sui Sui Viet. Am I correct? Am I talking with S-O-U, S-O-U, Sui Sui Viet? Am I talking with you, ma'am?
What's the name you say? Can you spell my name again?
It's Soy Soy Weird. Am I correct? It's S-O-U-S-O-U-S-W-E-I-D. Am I correct, ma'am?
No.
Yes. And your email is sui.sweet@gmail.com. This is your email. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes. So this under this, ma'am, account, this has been charged. So you just try to log into your online banking and just check that any money has been charged or not. Just check it, ma'am.
No.
So that we, ma'am, we
okay,
are trying to. Yeah, just go and check it.
One
we are trying to.
How much did you say?
It's for $500, ma'am. We are trying to refund you back that amount. Just go and check your account.
1 minute.
Just log into your bank and.
I don't have money and I don't charge him because I blocked my card anyway.
All right, so don't need to be worried, ma'am. You just try to log in and check. Have I asked you anything? Yeah, you just tried to log in.
Yeah, I did.
You
I
have
did,
to?
Yeah.
All right. So do you, have you, and right now what we have got, the update, like those fraud persons have got, yeah, just go and check. Try to log in. Log in clearly.
I did.
Yes.
I did. It's $3. I have only $3.
And now just go to your account. Just give a click on the account.
I did. I am on my account. See, I can see only $3 in my account.
All right. And I believe you just give a click on the account.
I am in my account. Look.
All right. Just wait.
Yeah, I have $5. I have only $3 and 4 cents.
I am in my account. All right. Just wait. Don't need to shout, ma'am. Don't need to shout. Just wait. And have you ever used any application name Zip Pay or any After Pay like that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, log into your Zip Pay. Do you have Zip Pay?
No.
I believe you use After Pay. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yeah, but I don't have Zip Pay.
Yeah, all right. So you just log into your Afterpay. You just wait, ma'am. Don't touch your phone. Just wait. We are refunding you back the amount. Just wait. Don't touch your phone.
I'm not.
Yeah, don't touch your phone. Just wait. Don't touch your phone. Just wait. Yeah, you don't touch your phone. Don't touch your phone, all right. Don't touch your phone, ma'am. We are refunding you back that amount.
Okay, I'm waiting for you.
All right. Don't touch your phone. Yes. And now, ma'am, like, do you have any credit cards with you? Any credit cards?
No.
Oh, And you have only one bank, or you have more than one bank? Like apart from the Commonwealth, do you have any other bank?
No.
All right. And all right. So what we are going to do, ma'am, we are going to like refund you back that amount. All right. So just wait. Don't touch your phone.
Okay, I'm not touching Wallah. If my phone is working by himself, you work my phone.
All right. You just do one thing. Just wait.
Do you refund the money now? Did you try to refund the money?
Yeah. If you are trying to refund you back the amount. So you just try to log into your Afterpay.
With my Afterpay. Okay.
Yeah, try to log into your Afterpay, and
yes.
Once you log in, and ma'am, at the moment, like, do you have any driver license or any Medicare card with you?
No, actually, I don't have nothing because I'm going to the doctor. I don't have nothing.
And do you have the driving license photo or any hard copy of the driving license with you?
It's not with me. I don't have nothing.
Oh, you don't have anything with you right now. All right. Have you logged into your Afterpay?
Yes, I'm still logging. Yes,
all right.
It's open? Yes.
All right. Just wait.
What's all this to do with my Afterpay?
We are going to refund you back that amount from the Afterpay. Just wait. Don't touch your phone.
All right.
Yes. We can't just do it. We can't just give you the cash. So we are just providing you the fund on the Afterpay. All right.
All right.
All right. Yeah, load out. And now just put your details over there. Don't. And put your details over there. Don't make any mistake. Put your first name, your last. You just put your first name, then put your last name.
Okay. I do. It's done.
You have to put the last name on the second option.
Sorry.
And do you have the debit? And ma'am, like. Do you have the driver license with you right now as your wallet?
No.
Or and do you have the Medicare?
No.
Do you have put your email over there? Put your email.
Okay, my email.
And do you have and do you have the Medicare card with you?
I told you I don't have anything with me.
Yeah, just wait. Server is going to help you. Just wait. And apart from this Commonwealth Bank, like, do you have any other bank? Or any credit the other bank?
No.
So how do you, like, pay your bills and all?
I pay in cash.
You pay in cash? And do you have the cash with you right now?
Well, I have to pay the bill, I said.
You don't, right now what, and right now, ma'am, like how much cash do you have?
I have $3.
You have $3?
Yes.
And you're...
I want to take gift card, you said you're going to refund the money. Why you want to take me?
No, nobody is taking any money, ma'am. We are trying to refund you back. And your card, your MasterCard is ending with 743?
Yes.
And it's
No, this is not my card.
Whose card is this, which is ending with 7734?
No.
Who used this?
The Astar Pai. You mean the Astar Pai card or the Commonwealth Bank?
On the Commonwealth Bank, do you have the MasterCard which is ending with 734, am I correct?
No.
So which whose debit card was that, which is ending with 743?
No, this is not my card. My card is ending with 7 8 something. I forgot one.
Oh, I got it. And do you have any picture of your, like, driving license or any Medicare card at your phone?
Yes.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah, I have my Medicare.
Oh, you have the picture of your Medicare card?
No, I don't have picture. I have it here with me.
Oh, you have there with you?
Yes.
Just wait, don't touch your phone, alright.
Why you try to help me? Are you sure you not try to take money from my account?
Ma'am, if I would be the hacker, I can easily steal each and every data of yours. But we are providing you the money. Nobody provide money to anyone. Get it?
Email, ma'am.
You just try to log into your email, ma'am. Just try to log into your email.
Yeah.
Yeah, email.
Yeah, I am.
Just wait. Don't touch your phone.
All right.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. And whose card was that, which is ending with 734? You don't have any idea?
What do you mean?
Like the MasterCard which is ending with 734? You don't have any idea?
No.
Whose card was that?
It's ending with 620.
Oh, and where is your husband? Like, your husband have any other bank?
No.
Oh, he use your bank only, right?
Yes.
Oh, I got it. Just wait. We are trying to refund you back that amount. Just wait.
We can refund it with the old account. If you have it. We can refund it to my account. So it's after that you said.
No, we are just trying to refund you back that amount, alright. It might be refunded on your after pay or on your Commonwealth account. On anything it might be.
For the after pay.
Yes, yes. Just why? Don't touch your phone. The server is like refunding you back that amount.
Yeah, I have a lot to pay for the after pay. If you refund it to after pay, you can give me a fiver. You close all my refinements.
All right. We will try to pay you on the after pay so that you can pay all your due bills.
Yes.
All right. Just wait. Yeah, now put your... Alright, you just do one thing, you just open up your Play Store. Open up your Play Store.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just type on the search panel ZIP, Z-I-P, ZIP. We are going to refund you back that amount on the ZIP. $1,000.
But I don't have ZIP, I have $1,000.
Yeah, we know that. You just type it over there, ZIP. We are going to unregister yourself and we are going to provide you the money on the ZIP. So you can just pay your due bills. Just give a click on this Zip Pay. And now do you see a black color app named Zip Shop Now, Pay Later? Now just give a click on install. And once
because
it's done,
because Zip never allowed me.
Oh, you have tried earlier?
Yes.
And what they have told you?
Yes, they said no, I'm not allowed.
Oh. And you stay alone or you have family members as well?
No, me and my son.
Oh, and what your son does?
He's working.
Oh. And he stays with you?
Yes.
Oh, and like you have your personal home or like you just stay on a rent?
No, rent.
Oh. How much you pay for your rent? So how do you pay for your rent? You have like, all you told me like you have accounts on the minus. So how do you pay your rent?
No, that's just from Centrelink.
Oh, your son pays?
Centrelink.
Sorry? Interlink?
From Centrelink and the government.
Oh, I got it. And how much does your son earn? Like, how much he gets?
I don't know, my son doesn't give.
Oh, he doesn't give you any money?
No, he makes shopping only for the house.
Oh, he do the shopping for the household only and he don't give you any money?
No.
Oh. I got it.
So what's gonna happen now?
And now once do you see open, just give a click on open, just wait. You just move to any other place where you can get the better network.
No.
And where are you right now? Like you are in the roadside?
Yes.
Oh, I got it. Just wait. Once we will refund you $1,000, you please pay your bills and all and buy some food for you.
Okay.
What is your date of birth now?
15th of December, December 65.
You don't seem to be too old, ma'am. Like your voice seems to be very young.
I am not old. I am young.
Oh, you are young.
Still loading. Why I have to do this Zip Shop? I don't like it anyway.
Ma'am, on this Zip, those fraud persons have tried to use this Zip. All right. So what we are going to do, we are going to block them from this Zip and we are going to send you $1,000 on this Zip.
All right.
So you can pay your bills.
Okay. But why you do that? That's a question.
Yes. Yeah, because ma'am, you are a very precious customer of ours. Like we are trying to protect you from those hackers. All right.
All right. It's too slow. It stopped. It doesn't work anymore. Stop loading.
Just wait. Once do you see open, just give a click on open.
No. It's not loading anymore. I don't know why.
The place where you are right now, the internet is very slow. All right. You just move to any other place. Like you just had a walk. Yes.
I am trying to walk everywhere and my appointment is gonna come. I'm waiting for my appointment for the dentist.
Oh, so you have an appointment with the dentist?
Yes.
What happened to your teeth? You are too young and your teeth has broken.
My feeling is gone.
Oh.
Not to feel it.
Oh.
It's still not moving.
Where are you?
From India?
Sorry?
Are you calling from India or from Sydney?
We are based at 45 Market Street, Melbourne, Victoria, ma'am.
Okay.
Why do you tell India?
Excuse me?
Why do you tell India?
Because we are Indian.
How do you know that, ma'am?
Because I know how you speak it.
We like, first we stayed on India, but right now we are just working on the headquarters of...
Yeah, because a lot of fraud is coming from India and China.
Oh, I got it. And you are telling me that I'm a fraudster?
Maybe. But see, I trust you, I'll give you all my details.
You trust me, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. We are trying to protect you from those fraud persons, all right?
But if you put back to me, why you let me open all this? Just with, refund the money, that's it. So the outside side, that's it.
Yeah, we are...
If you try to help.
Sorry?
If you try to help me, just refund the money for the outside side, that's it.
Yeah, we are trying to refund you money for that reason. Like, you are a very good customer, ma'am. And you have lots of due payment. You just told me. So that's the reason we are providing you the money so that you can pay your bills. All right. Yes. And your son doesn't give you any, yeah, and every month we will pay you $200 on your Commonwealth account. All right. For your well-being.
All right.
Yeah. Don't give that money to your son.
Yeah, of course not. Because I don't have money to give him anyway. All my time is going for the bills and the rent.
And do you got the pension?
Yes.
Oh, how much do you got in the pensions every month? How much do you got?
The last for me, 600.
Oh, I got it. And ma'am, do you have any investments in any kind of cryptocurrency or any kind of fixed deposit on the bank? Do you have any kind of amount like that?
No, you see everything in my account. You're playing with my phone, you see everything. That's all that I have.
How can you tell?
I have to fight for everyone.
How can you tell? Do you think I'm joking with you, ma'am? Do you think I'm a short person?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm good. When can I finish?
Yes, yes. Once you see open, just give a click on open.
I'm frozen fast now.
And do you have the Medicare card with you right now?
Yes.
And do you remember the login ID password of the Commonwealth?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, that's right. And do you see the option open? Do you see the open come up?
Not yet.
Your phone is very slow as you, ma'am.
Yeah, it's now it's coming.
It's too old like you. You just give a click on open.
Maybe. Yeah, I am. Zip now, pay later.
Just give a click on sign up. And now what can you see?
It's still loading.
You just moved to any other place where you can get the...
I am working home shopping center. I'm a battery now.
No need to worry. We will provide you the power bank as well as a gift. So you just give a click on sign up now. We will send you the power bank on your home address. All right. On your home address. We will send you a power bank as a gift, so you can use it.
Again, and open, yeah.
Put your mobile number. And this number is with you right now on this phone. It's ending with 188. Just wait, you will got the text. Yes, you have got the text.
Yes.
I'm going to help you out. Just wait.
Okay. You say, oh no, you weren't eligible to forgive my account.
All right, just wait. That's right. Let me check what we can do so that we can refund you back that amount. That's right.
I'm working. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
And do you have any grandsons?
Huh?
Do you have any grandchildren?
Yes, four.
And where they stay? Like they stay with you?
No, with their mom.
Oh, and just wait. Just put your password over there. You have to put the correct pin. You are making mistake. What is this, ma'am?
My phone. I'm sure it's open, my phone.
Just wait.
It's open.
Just wait. Just try to log into your online banking.
Online banking?
Yes.
What do you mean online banking?
Commonwealth, try to log customer to go when I vote every.
Yeah.
Alright, ma'am, you just tell me one thing. You just told me like you just got the pension of $600. So you have got that pension on which account?
The account. The saving account.
On the savings account, and what you have done with that amount? Like you have spent that all of that money?
Yes. I have $3.
All right, just wait.
I don't see any money coming to the account. Bye.
Sorry?
I can't see any money in the account. 1 minute, someone call me. Is that you?
Wait. I think... Wait. Do not answer the phone.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Are you there?